Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, welcome back. What's up? Hour two. Coming up, we're going to talk about Fernando Mendoza as an NFL prospect.
Yeah, he's stirring up some controversy now. We do this draft season. We have to start picking everyone apart and getting hot takes.
That's right. I have a hot take about him.
I can't wait.
But first, today is January 6th, so Suk is celebrating.
Happy to all those that celebrate.
It is also the anniversary of the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding baton event.
I completely forgot.
What?
I had no idea that that was today. And also, is Lowercase in there?
Yeah, he's in there.
How old is Lowercase? Is like, 24. What, 24? Does he have any, I'm wondering where the cutoff. Does he have any idea who Nancy Kerrigan and
Tonya
Harding are?
He was spitting numerous facts when we were talking about it in the
first
segment.
So he does know.
Yeah, because he was watching the documentary, he said.
Oh, okay. I just wondered at what point, like, stuff stops becoming... Like, for anyone our age, that's like a, I don't know, it was a pop culture moment. But I wonder for the kids, the youth. Like, I'm not certain my kids have any idea who the hell Tonya
is. He did just say it's a Margot Robbie movie, so he had to watch it.
No, there you go.
Hi, Tonya.
Yeah.
And I asked if the first hour, you know, were just about whatever.
But, yeah.
Well, you know,
it's,
said no.
Well, there
weird...
was a tape, you know, not that I saw it or anything,
know.
But.
What's
hey.
Weird is that Lowercase the other day professed that Why by Nancy Kerrigan was his favorite drop.
Really?
Why? He loves it.
Well, in out of context, you would not think anything of that. It's just it's a weird random. It doesn't even really sound like a gal.
No, but everybody knows what it is. Like when you hear it, you instantly know it's Nancy Kerrigan.
I bet you a lot of people don't.
Oh, that's a famous why?
Why? Why? Why?
God. Look, and I feel bad because she just got hit in the knee, and she thought maybe her Olympic dreams were over. But is there anyone that has handled adversity worse in the moment? Because she should have been the most sympathetic figure, and so many people were like, "Really? Like I've been hit in the knee many times, and I why? It just you didn't handle it well.
She was probably shocked.
Yeah,
you know."
Yeah.
and her knee basically fell off.
Oh, was, wait. Yeah, they got the baton. Ha!
Yeah, that's all part of Nancy Kerrigan assault trivia. All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What do you know about the Nancy Kerrigan assault? How old was Nance when she was whacked?
I think she was a little older. I think she'd been on the scene. So I'm going to say she was 26.
Wrong.
No.
32.
Oh, so she, I remember.
She was older.
Yeah, she was an older figure skater.
Yeah, that's why it was.
But 32.
She was so
yeah,
sad.
It was her last opportunity.
In what city did the attack occur? Do you guys remember that?
Houston? I don't know.
Detroit.
Detroit.
Yep. What was Nance about to go do?
She was practicing.
She was.
Was that the Olympic trials?
It was. I think it was the U.S. figure skating championships.
Yeah. Which I think that acts as their, like, that's who makes the team.
Yeah.
And I think, wasn't she given, like, special exemption to get into the Olympics because, well, assault?
Oh, well, that's later. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But in this instance, she was going to do a press conference.
Oh.
She was walking after. She had just skated because she's ice skater, yeah. You know?
Because yeah. She was wearing, I remember the little white tutu thing that
she
was
just gotten
wearing
off the ice, and now she was going to talk to the press about her sesh.
Can I ask you, did Nancy Kerrigan ever do anything for you?
Yes.
Yeah?
She did.
You like what she had?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. What was used to take her down?
That was the baton, man.
But what kind of baton?
It was one of the collapsible batons,
yes,
right?
Yes, a telescopic baton is what they call it.
Yeah, I remember that because that's like one of those you see like in a comedy where the guy pulls it out and like extends it and is like, let's go.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Which you think about that and you go, well, how was that so awful? You know, like,
well,
I mean look, it took her down.
You got hit with the
metal
bar.
Well, I know, but it's not. Listen, that leads to my next question.
Okay.
And this is the part that I wonder how many people remember. What injury did she suffer?
It couldn't have been that bad because she skated at the Olympics.
Well, that's just it. It wasn't. No. We that whole thing was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Still talking about it, whatever, 30 years later, right?
Was it not like just a bad knee
bruise?
It
was a bruise.
That's it?
She bruised her effing knee. Mm.
Well, can I say that whoever was putting that together, whether you believe it was Tanya or Galuli, it wasn't exactly like a brain trust. If you're trying to take someone out, you can do worse than hitting someone in the knee with a metal bar. You know, at least, I don't know, maybe go with a nice stabbing. I'm not saying you need to shoot it. Kneecap someone. Make someone believe it. You can't take someone out with a collapsible baton. That's no good. That's not going to get it done. Next time, call me. We'll help plan.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thought is like, oh, her career was over and her leg fell off.
Yeah.
None of that. No. She got bruised.
She got bruised. You got to make sure a ligament is torn. Maybe go with an Achilles next time.
Who actually carried out the attack? Do you remember that?
Ooh.
Wasn't it Galuli himself?
It was not.
That's why I was kind of thinking. So if it's not Galuli, was it the fat guy?
It was Shane Stant. And yes, he was the fat guy. I think.
I thought the...
There was another guy. Galuli and another guy. Eckhart or something?
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they...
He didn't do it?
No, it was Shane Stant.
Oh. I always thought, like, to be honest with you, I thought it was Galuli because we always like joked like, he got Galuli'd.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't
was
do it,
not.
Huh? Oh.
Do you know why the attack was not caught on camera? Because the cameras were following her coming off the ice right before the attack.
Yeah.
And the cameras had her wailing on the ground after the attack. Why was the attack not caught on camera?
Well, I'm not certain that I knew that it wasn't on camera. There's not like a
You've never seen it?
I think
video of the
if
attack.
You would have asked me, I think I probably would have said that in the background somewhere that there was like there was video.
There probably would be today.
Huh. No, I've never thought of that. So why wasn't it filmed?
Because Shane Stant was following the cameras and he waited for them to turn off.
Oh.
And then he whacked her and he ran. So the camera people had the cameras off, turned them immediately back on, filmed her going, "Why?" Huh. And then Stant ran out, smashed a locked glass door, and got out of the arena.
Can we then say, actually, as dumb as they were, kind of smart move on the part of Shane Stant?
I mean, I wouldn't say smart.
Well, I mean,
they still got caught.
Well, I know, but at least he had the
try.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm looking at Shane Stant. I'm blown away.
It looks
like a meathead.
No way.
Yeah.
January 6th just is meathead day.
It really is.
You know? Yeah. Something in the air.
Look at Gluly's mustache.
Did Nance participate in that year's Winter Olympics?
Yes.
Because that was the idea, was to take her out of the Winter Olympics.
Didn't she play silver?
She won silver.
She did. She won silver. Now, did Tanya participate in those Winter Olympics?
Yeah, that was the broken skate thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, she had a skate lace break or whatever.
And they let her like restart?
And she started crying.
Yeah.
Like a little bitch.
The best part is Casey knows all of this solely based on Tanya.
It's a great movie.
Is it?
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's really
great. I thought it was good. I don't know about great. Yeah. I thought it was good.
The mom is a real bitch.
And I have one other Nancy Kerrigan assault trivia question for you. How much money did Nance cash from the assault?
What do you mean? Nance got money from it?
That's the question.
How would she have gotten money from the assault?
I don't know. Lawsuit?
She sued? Boy, I'm
going to guess 100 grand.
100 grand?
Huh. I don't know. 50?
$0.
$0.
She got nothing.
Well, why would she get something?
Well, if she sued, but she didn't.
She didn't.
So she got no money, but they're saying that she did make upwards of 100 grand, maybe north of that, in endorsements.
Mm. Do we know how much?
Because we all felt sorry for her.
Yeah.
Well, even though she was a horrible woman, too.
Yeah, because I remember she was bitchy like during the Disneyland. Everyone gave her crap because she didn't want to wear the medal at the Disneyland.
She was kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she
was. Lost in all of this was that Tanya was, well, lost in all of this is that Nancy Kerrigan was kind of a bitch.
Yes.
And no one really liked her.
Do we, how much did they pay Stant to hit her? What did
that
he...
I don't know.
Hmm.
That was not in my Nancy Kerrigan assault trivia. I've failed you.
Because I was wondering, like, what would it take? Like, if you came to me and were like, hey, I need you to hit someone with a collapsible baton. I'm like, I can do that. It's within my realm.
Well, wouldn't you first say why? Like, why? Well, what is that going to do?
Well, I would assume. I'm guessing if you're...
I mean, I think if I know you, and I think I do,
you
would be like, collapsible baton.
Let's get something better.
Let's get something a little better.
I'm just saying, if you're the sort of person that is willing to do that, I like, how much does it... I just want to know what it costs, not to, like, kill someone, but to just hit someone with a metal baton. I'd be intrigued. Now I'm going to have to do... Because I'm already on my Shane Stant thing here. There's got to be in here how much he was paid.
I want to say 35 grand, but
tagged
I may
on
be
Nancy
wrong.
Kerrigan.
That
payment
is Nancy Kerrigan assault trivia on this day, January 6, 1994.
So he did 18 months in prison.
Yeah.
And
Stant did?
Stant did.
How long did Gluly serve? He's the one that
I'm only on Stant. But you want to guess how much?
I just did.
Yeah. You said guess
35 grand.
Guess again.
$5,000?
$6,500.
That's
a lot.
It.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Boy.
You know, the whole thing, it's so glorified.
Yeah. It's really lame at this.
It is. Like, when you really think about what all went down, what a dumb situation. It basically knocked her out of the trials, which sucked.
Yeah.
But she had nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened. She got a bruise.
Yeah.
It was a stupid police baton. It was $6,500 by a bunch of white trash. And she went on and got silver in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a story there.
Yeah.
Except it was, like, the most sensational sports story of our time.
And we made movies about it. And it, like you said, at the end of the day, it really is kind of a lame white trash plot between a bunch of hillbillies sitting around the dockside. Gluly got two. He got 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
And he had to pay 100 grand, which he didn't.
Is he still with us?
He didn't have.
You think he's out there? Jeff Gluly?
I don't know. Tanya, or did she die recently?
Harding?
Yeah.
No, she's not dead.
Are we certain?
Yes.
I thought
she's alive.
Yeah, she's
I thought
not
something
dead.
Bad happened.
She's around the area now.
I know. She is. Still. Like, people see her all the time. We had someone that used to deliver pizza to her. She said she was a large Pizza Hut supreme stuffed crust.
She'd been to the West Salem Pizza Hut?
No. Ooh. I thought she may have passed.
Well, you just said you talk to people who see her all the time.
No, that have seen her. I know she's been in the area. I don't know why in my mind. I thought maybe something bad had happened to
Very
her.
Very much alive.
Okay.
She is 55.
All right. I'm looking up Jeff Gluly. Him and his mustache. And I, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's not my proudest moment. I saw the tape. Didn't we all?
Was it them? Was it those two?
Yeah, it was their honeymoon tape.
No, I haven't seen
it. And boy, it is.
I'm sure it's great.
It's no.
It makes me sad.
It does. If you've ever wanted to feel bad, just realize like you're watching this and you're like, oh my God.
You're a loser.
What do you think if Tanya Harding had not carried that out?
Yeah.
What do you think her reputation is?
Oh. You know? As just another, she would have been a footnote in figure skating because she didn't win any medals.
But I mean, around here.
Yeah.
Would she be on those We Love Portland commercials? We got lowercase over here. Goes.
She would have a huge deal. She was the only one to do a triple axel.
Yeah. So, well, that's true.
Big deal.
That is a big deal. See, that's a man who knows his figure skating.
Dude, he was over here answering every question. That's why I gave him the mic. I'm like, dude, you got to get on and answer all these questions.
I love this.
Yeah.
Lowercase, big figure skating guy.
It's I remember my mom went to the town center to watch Tanya Harding skate around.
That's what I'm saying.
She had the big old video camera. Yes. She brought it home. We watched it on VHS.
She would, at the Lloyd Center, right?
The town center, Clackamas Town Center.
Yeah, Clackamas.
Oh, Clackamas. Okay, yeah. She would practice there and people would go watch her. Yeah. She's a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now shamed.
That's an interesting thing. Had she failed at the Olympics and she just would have vanished.
Or what if she had won silver at the Olympics?
Yeah.
Like if the
maybe she would have done Disney on Ice or something. Or look, you can't. This is going to sound terrible.
Disney on Ice.
Well, you can't fix white trash, right?
No,
you can't.
But Mike, you can kind of hide it.
Mike,
a lot of baseball players do.
Yeah.
They do.
Mike Ness, who's the lead singer of Social Distortion, always says this. you can take the boy out of the white trash, but you can't take the white trash out of the boy. Something tells me that Tanya would have, you know, she would have gotten her.
She would have done something else.
She would have done something else. And I guess Galuli, by the way, I'm looking here. He's vanished. Changed his name.
Oh.
He's
under, no traces of him anywhere.
Yeah, he's vanished. He's completely underground.
Wow.
He is just, he's
I wonder what his life's like.
I don't know. I just saw an article saying that the.
Do you think he lives a life where nobody knows he's Jeff Galuli?
That's what it sounds like. So I found an article and it was from last year and it said In Search of Jeff Galuli. And I'm reading through it and it said that he vanished years ago. They said people that the rumor is that he looks nothing like himself, that he's completely changed his appearance. He doesn't have, he changed his name and he is just full on under the radar, nothing, you know.
Is he that new guy in sales?
Wouldn't that be?
I am Jeff Galuli.
God.
Well, and you know what? Can I give Galuli an attaboy real quick?
We need to go, but.
I want to give him an attaboy.
Can you?
I do. I want to give him an attaboy.
Sure.
Because you look at anyone that has this sort of infamous douche thing, right? Who is the guy that got his penis cut off?
John Wayne Bobbitt. John
Bobbitt, right? That guy ended up making a porn called Franken Penis. Like, all these idiots, they end up on The Real Housewives of something, Basketball Wives, some sort of horse crap, VH1 reality show, Mickey Rourke. Galuli did the right thing by everybody and just disappeared. Because if that idiot wanted to, he probably could have cashed in on his 15 minutes of infamy. And he didn't. He just did the respectable thing and said, I'm white trash and I'm just going to vanish and not have a mustache anymore. And he's probably working a 9-to-5 job somewhere in construction, just minding his own business in Asheville, North Carolina. So to you, Jeff Galuli, a.k.a. Rico Sanchez, or whatever the hell your name is, I salute you for not being a crappy D-list celebrity.
All right, there's a little break from the action. A little Nancy Kerrigan.
If anybody knows him, let's get this segment out to him so he knows he's well-liked.
What if he's a listener?
Yeah.
And he can't come forward.
Just know you have my respect. Not much, but you have it.
Yeah, text us, Jeff Galuli.
Someone's right. Tanya would have ended up doing OnlyFans. That's what would have happened.
She's probably on there anyway.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's paying for that.
What's Kerrigan doing now? Do we know?
Go to break. I'll find out.
Finally, an end to that segment. All right, we were going to talk about Fernando Mendoza, but we probably won't have time, so let's see what we do next on The Fan. I have Jeff Galuli info here, and I'm sure you have Nancy Kerrigan info here.
Yeah. By the way, it also turns out I'm following Tanya Harding on Twitter. Didn't even know.
Yeah. We were just looking at her Twitter handle.
Yeah.
She is on there, although she hasn't tweeted since July, and her last two tweets are, my name is Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
What's yours?
So I well.
That's her tweet.
So when I looked up, when Steven said that she's on Twitter, I looked it up, and I was like, oh, I'm following her. I'm like, I didn't know that, and then I realized, no, well, that's all she's tweeting.
Why do you think she would tweet, my name is Tanya, what's yours?
I don't know.
Psychotic break?
It's possible. Yeah, maybe she's looking for some sort of interaction.
Because her first tweet was a video of her introducing herself. Hmm.
Okay. I wonder if she's aware at one point that we did Tanya Harding erotic fiction on this program.
She's probably quite proud.
Hmm?
Now,
hey, everyone. I am Tanya Harding, and I am on X. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Happy New Year. Join me there, and let's chat it up. Love you. God bless.
Well, you know.
So generic.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
That was her. Yeah.
People are like, oh, it's very great.
Very O.J. Simpson of her. Hey, world.
No owls.
It is a very exciting time.
So Galooly changed. So Dave on 205, one of our texters,
yeah,
said that he is ashamed of this, but he does remember that Jeff Galooly switched his name to Jeff Stone.
Great name, by the way.
So I looked that up.
Yeah.
And in on the San Francisco paper, SF Gate,
yeah,
there's an article about how when Galooly got out of prison. He only served 7 months, by the way.
So he got 2 years, but he only served seven.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
When he got out of prison, he wanted to change his name to Jeff Stone. Well, the mayor of Temecula's name was Jeff Stone, and he was not having it. And he was going, well, wait a minute, this is going to sully my name. I am the mayor of Temecula, California. Yeah. And so he took him to court.
Over Jeff Stone?
And there was like, Galooly wasn't in at the hearing, but Jeff Stone of mayor of Temecula was.
Yeah.
And the judge shot it down in like 10 minutes and allowed Galooly to change his name to Jeff Stone.
Look, again.
So if you know a Jeff Stone.
Yeah. Look, I'm giving this a kudos. Not only do I respect him for disappearing, great choice of a name. Like, no one wants to be a Galooly. He should have changed it years ago. Look, if I met a Jeff Stone, I would instantly think that's a man of high character. Who's your attorney? Jeff Stone, attorney at law. I need a general contractor? Jeff Stone. It's a great name.
Last thing I was thinking about before we turn the page on this GD topic, I was thinking about lowercase, and it's just fascinating to me. So he's 24.
Yeah.
He was born in 2001 or 2000.
Mm.
Well, yeah, 2001. And this happened in 1994.
Yeah.
Okay. And yet he's fascinated by it. He knows everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your Nancy Kerrigan attack? What is your version of that? Like, do you have something that you weren't alive for that you are fascinated with and learned everything about?
Interesting.
Like lowercase has. Because lowercase was not alive when this occurred. Far from it.
No, he did not. That's intriguing. I'm gonna have to think on that one a little bit. Something that I got really fascinated by. Well, I guess maybe.
So this is like 6 years before he was born? Six years, yeah. So you were born in 77?
He just told me he was born 3 days before 9/11.
That's rough.
Yeah.
So he was alive. But feel really old.
Well, he was alive, yeah, for 9/11.
Right.
But not for Nancy Kerrigan.
Right, just made me feel really old there. It just shows how young he actually is.
Yeah, he's very young. He's younger than my kid.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that happens to me all the time now. Because my kids are old for my age, and so that happens all the time. I meet someone and they've got like a 4-year-old and they're you. I'm like,
sounds horrible.
I got a kid that's almost 30. What do you want from me? I'm an old man.
Yeah, for me, I'm trying to think of like the big scandals of the 60s. I was born in 75.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess for me, it would probably be like the JFK assassination, right? Yeah. Like obviously way before my time, but I have done, I've been to Dallas. I've done the tour. I've read books. I've watched documentaries. That's probably one that I've spent way too much time poking around for something that happened long before I was live. But that one had major significance to it. Some of the Ali stuff, I'm a big boxing fan. So like Ali Frazier, Ali Foreman, way before my time. And I don't know why, but that's, I gravitate like some of those, the Four Kings era of Sugar Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns and Marvin Hagler. Either I was not born yet or I was just a baby when that stuff happened. And I really got into that. I've gone back and I've watched so many of those fights and I'm so intrigued by them. And I wasn't born. So that's from a sports version of that, I'm trying to think of something that was like scandalous.
D.B. Cooper.
That's a good one.
D.B. Cooper.
I think a lot of people spend, and that's really dumb and insignificant. It is. Again, it wasn't that much money. Wasn't it like 100 grand, 200 grand, something like that? It was not millions of dollars. It was a very small amount of money. Escape from Alcatraz. That's another one, right?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
that Challenger. Although
yeah,
I was alive.
Yeah, I was alive for that.
$200,000 for DB Cooper.
$200,000.
That's it.
That's nothing.
Huh. And can't yet, say I knew that.
And that thing has stuck around for forever. For some reason, yeah, the Challenger blowing up.
I remember
with the, big
the
one.
Teachers saying we have to go to the library. And they roll out, you know, the cart that they rolled out with the TV on it?
Yep.
And they would put it at the front, and all the classrooms piled into our big library and yep. watched the Challenger.
Yep. Because that was, we had the same thing, except they wheeled ours in. So we didn't go anywhere, but I do remember the, because that was like, what, 85, 86-ish, right? When that blew up. And I do remember the quiet turning off of the TV and then, like, no one really, teacher?
Well, then we had to talk about it. Yeah, they led a discussion.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh,
we,
yeah?
No, we just kind of, we moved on. I think we went to
recess. All right, now to recess. Go process that, kids. Good luck.
We went to recess, and then it was just, let's never speak of this again. Yeah.
All right, In the News is coming up next. The troops are standing down as your fearless leader has rid Portland of crime, Jason.
Thank God.
That's next. But first, here's Stephen with SportsCenter.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.